You gasp. Her body laying before you was perfect. She was so soft. Skin like ivory and long, dark hair that fell past her waist. You looked between her legs. Her pussy was open and wet, and your cock twitched at the thought of tasting it, though you waited for your instruction. She smiled, noticing that you were standing still at attention. "Here are your instructions for the next game," she said, smiling even wider. "You will make me squirt on your face. You have 5 minutes to do so. It is very hard to make me come, and even harder to make me squirt. But if you can do it, then you can pass to the next level and save yourself. Your life is literally in your own capable or incapable hands. You can use any of the tools on the table next to me, or you can use none of them at all and just use your tongue and your fingers and your cock." You look down, remembering that your cock had now been let out of the cage, but it wasn't quite yet hard, still sensitive from your last amazing orgasm. It drooped, flaccid between your legs. Even with this perfect goddess in front of you, you just weren't sure you had enough energy to get it back up. Sure, when you were a teenager, you could go over and over again. But lately, you just wanted to fall asleep after one orgasm. While you contemplate this, out of the corner of your eye, you notice another clock pop up. The time blinks to 5 minutes in red letters and starts to count down. You quickly get down to your knees in front of the goddess and put your mouth on her perfect pussy. The moment your lips and tongue taste her sweet nectar, your cock springs to life. Your dick now rock hard at the taste of this woman's pussy, starts to throb in anticipation. It was so neglected before, but now it wants to play. It wants to fuck. You hope this goddess will be impressed with your size. Nobody had ever complained before, but would it be enough to make her squirt? You greedily lick at her delicious pussy, pushing a finger into that wet little hole. She moans out loud, and you know that you are doing well. You lick faster and faster, sucking at her clit desperately. But then she pushes your head away. "Too fucking rough," she says. "Try again and do better this time." You move your mouth back to her pussy and this time lick slowly and rhythmically, sucking gently between pulses of the tongue. She moans louder now. You must really be getting it right. You suck and lick a while longer before you lift your head and look at the table next to the bed. There are an abundance of toys set out there. Dildos, butt plugs, vibrators, rabbits, clit suckers, nipple clamps. The toys are so packed on the table that you're not even sure what some of them even are. There's lots of latex and leather, tassels and plastic. Maybe something on that table would get the job done faster. You know from previous experience that toys always help speed things along. You reach over and grab a dildo. You guide the dildo into her pussy and watch as her lips spread over it. It glides in her wet hole and you push it in deep. She moans in pleasure, and you continue licking her clit as you shove the dildo in and out of her pussy. You notice now that her pussy is starting to leak more and more. The dildo is getting covered in delicious juices. As you lick and suck her clit, you notice that it is swelling as well. She must be getting closer and closer to coming. She grabs your head and shoves it into her pussy hard. You're struggling to breathe, but you know that if this helps her, it's worth every second of suffocation. You start fucking her with the dildo, and her pussy begins to contract around it. She moans louder than ever and convulses as her body is racked with an orgasm. You smile at first, but then realize that no squirt has come out. You made her come, but you didn't make her squirt. You panic and look at the clock. Less than 2 minutes to go. How are you going to make her come? You look down at your dick. Maybe something warm would help? You look back at the table. Desperately, you grab a butt plug and guide it into her soaking wet ass. She moans in pleasure, pussy still throbbing, and you take your hard cock and thrust it into her. You fuck her hard while she's still convulsing from her orgasm. You fuck as fast and as hard as you possibly can, gasping for air, as this is more cardio than you've done all year. The clock keeps ticking down and you start to panic. You reach out to the table again and grab a vibrator, pressing it to her clit as the seconds tick down. Your cock glides in and out of her as hard as you possibly can, and the vibrator on her clit is making her moan so much. All of a sudden, your face is wet. She squirted right onto it. You're covered in this goddess's delicious cum, and you realize that you've made it happen with your dick. Again, not with a second to spare. By the time you look up through your cum-covered eyelashes, you notice the timer is at zero. Did you make it? Was it too late? But the goddess is smiling. You have pleased me yet again, she says. 2 orgasms for the price of 1, and you passed the test. You are so good at playing the game, she says with a smile. So good at playing that I surely can't let you go yet. She giggles to herself, then stands up to walk away. Now stay in this room while I prepare the 3rd game.